Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we are dedicated to teaching you all about fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as how to build an incredibly successful business using our proven techniques and systems designed to get you certified, confident, successful, and get you results for yourself, your business, as well as your clients. Now, if you've ever wondered, how can I be successful as a coach? Where do I find my first client? How do I even build a business? Where do I begin? I want you to make sure to listen to the end of each episode so that you can hear inspiring stories from our graduates of the Fit Chicks Academy and hear how they signed their first clients, how they built their business of their dreams and paid back their tuition just weeks after graduating, and how all of this is possible for you too.
Hey Chicks, welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and on today's podcast, we are talking about nutrition habits over the holidays. So I know this is the time of year for many of us, including myself, where nutrition and my typical way of eating tends to kind of fall to the wayside. Now, this is maybe for you, but also for your clients too. We have to remember that as human beings, as we're trying to make healthier habits, we still have to deal with real life. And in the perfect world, we would go through the holidays and we would stay completely eating, you know, our real whole foods and balancing out our meals and all of that, reducing our alcohol. But in all reality, this is a time of year where everything is in more of excess. And that tends to be, you know, we're having excess calories, we're having excess alcohol, we're having excess stress, we're having excess parties, like all of these things that aren't in our normal day to day. So the way that we combat for that is we plan, right? So what I want to share with you guys today is my three nutrition habits that I really want you to focus on keeping over the holidays, and then the rest of it don't stress as much about. So this is a time too where we tend to get into an all or nothing kind of thinking. And I find with focusing on these three habits, it takes away the idea of like, oh, I've completely fallen off the wagon and I'll just start again in January. That finite type of thinking serves us never, because what we end up doing is then giving ourselves permission to binge up until January 1st. And I see it time and time and time again. No matter, you know, where people are in their journey, it's like it happens all the time. So by focusing on these three habits, it's going to really help to alleviate that and keep you in the state of being as the person who is a nutrition conscious person. And same for your clients, right? Like, I find that when it comes down to nutrition, so much of it is not just the foods that we eat. It's stepping into the identity of, I am someone who eats this way. I am someone who, you know, I focus on real whole foods. Like I said earlier, I'm someone who nutrition is important to me, what I put in my body. So for many people, they start to get into nutrition because they want to focus on weight loss or things like that. But then they soon realize that you can't effectively transform the weight on your body and your body composition if you don't focus on real nutrition. And you can't do it for the long haul, because if not, what ends up happening is you get a quick fix. The number on the scale goes down in pounds. However, it's not long lasting. You feel like garbage because nutrition is the fuel to our body. It's the vitamins, the minerals, the bare, it's the foundation of everything that we have in our bodies and the health of our bodies, as well as, you know, when it comes down to our mental health and our thoughts and our moods, all these things dial back into our nutrition. So it's just really, really important that this is something that we step into that identity of being someone who is a person who focuses on their nutrition. And that's something that's important for all year round. Okay. So these are my three nutrition habits to easily implement. And again, these are things you should be doing all year round, but if you can only just focus on them, you know, out of all of the other excess stuff, if you can just focus on these three things during the next few weeks, it's going to really benefit you heading into January 1st. So number one is water. This is something that I find really fascinating. I actually was looking at myself the other day. So my birthday was recently, and one of my girlfriends mailed me a gift. And I was so excited because I opened it up and it was this massive water bottle. It's a water bottle that holds 64 ounces, which is 8 cups of water. Now, I am someone who is a visual drinker, which sounds like you might relate to this. If you don't know what I mean, I'm going to explain it. So I'm someone who I need to see how much I'm going to drink. I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to count my cups, right? Like I can't just be like, oh, I had a cup of water. I need to have 3 more, 8 more, however many more cups of water. I need to have like a big bottle that I know this bottle is 1 liter, 2 liters, 64 ounces, whatever the number is. And I need to drink 1.5 of these a day. And I then make sure I am committed to consuming that in the day. So when she sent me this water bottle, I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely amazing, because during my move, I lost my favorite water bottle and I've been drinking out of a mason jar, which is great as well. However, I found that I just was not as conscious of making sure I was hitting my water goal every single day. So water is so important when it comes to your nutrition. Not only is it going to help you really, especially over the holidays too, to stay hydrated, which of course will then help to combat anything to do with hangovers if you're having excess alcohol, anything to do with overeating. When we are dehydrated, our bodies confuse hunger and thirst. So sometimes we're just thirsty, but we think we're hungry and we tend to eat more and more and more. Also, it's going to help with the absorption of vitamins and minerals. It's going to help with decreased bloating, which a ton of my clients and students complain about over the holidays. And in general, it's just going to keep up your energy. When we suffer from even low-level dehydration, we don't function at the level we need to. So my first tip is always to get in enough water. This is going to really, 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 again, nourish your body and also help balancing out any overeating that could happen. And just making sure that, again, if you are drinking, those hangovers are not going to be as bad. The second nutrition tip, just back on the water. So the goal is, I always think too, if you can get to 3 liters, that's amazing. But if you're not a water drinker already, even start trying to hit 1 liter a day. And if you're like me, a visual drinker, make sure you have a water bottle that you know is 1 liter, and just commit in the morning, fill it up and commit to finishing that water bottle throughout the day. Even if it's the last minute and you have to chug it. Even so, it is better to drink it, you know, as you go throughout the day. However, if you're just going to get into the habit of drinking that 1 liter and you chug it in the moment, then chug it. That's kind of my mentality on it. Cause I'm like, at least you know that you are getting it in, and then you create the habit of someone who drinks a liter of water a day. Then eventually you'll lead up to somebody who drinks 2 liters and then 3 liters. But having a visual is really, really, really helpful. And you can add in some really fun stuff, you know, around the holidays too. We've got cranberries. You can add in orange into your water. So I'm talking about fresh fruit. You can also add in different herbs, different things like mint and basil, whatever it is, if you want to flavor it up. Just don't add in any artificial sweeteners. This is something that I'm really trying to get all of my students and clients off of, is different things like, you know, Crystal Light, anything that has like aspartame, sucralose, any type of artificial sweeteners. And the reason being is because the sweet taste not only makes us crave more sweet, but also there has been studies that have shown that things like sucralose actually does have an effect on insulin. And when our insulin is elevated, then we cannot actually tap into burnt fat. Tap into stored fat to burn it. So what we want to do again is just get out of the habit of having to constantly have some sort of flavored drink. But if we do want to flavor it during the transition, start doing things like adding like the fresh fruits and things like that. So that's my water tip. Number two habit I want you to keep over the holidays or try to focus on is fiber. Now, fiber is something that is your nutrition secret superpower. I absolutely love fiber, and I think it doesn't get enough attention unless you are like over the age of 65 and you're having problems with bowel movements, right? That's kind of been the way fiber has been positioned. And I think everybody, even my son, my 8-month-old son, I already have him on protein, fiber, and healthy fats. I have my husband trained when we're feeding him that we want to make sure that we are balancing out his meals. Because fiber is not only amazing to help with things like constipation, but also it is the secret power to filling you up really quickly. And when we feel fuller, our brain tells our body to turn off cravings. It says, hey, we've got enough food in there. You don't need to go and eat anymore. And fiber is the one thing in the meal that will keep us from overeating. So during the time of the holidays, if you're focusing on getting 5 to 10 grams of fiber at every single meal, it's really going to help you from overeating, and then also going to help with the whole process of digesting and having your poops afterwards, right? Because the last thing we want is when we eat a ton of food over the holidays and we're backed up and then we're feeling like garbage. In addition to if we were drinking all the alcohol or eating tons of sugar and flour that we don't normally consume. So what does 5 to 10 grams look like? So some simple things that you could just focus on is your berries. So let's say you're having a dessert or you're having breakfast, adding in a cup of raspberries right there, there's 8 grams, and raspberries are delicious. Okay. Avocado has huge amounts of healthy fats, but also it's very, very high in fiber, which we never think about. So having, you know, with your lunch, a quarter of an avocado, half an avocado, amazing source of additional fiber. Let's say that you are going to be having chia seeds. Chia seeds are a great source too of soluble fiber, as well as healthy fats. Adding 2 tablespoons, again, to your breakfast. Even if you are out and you are going to be having things like cheese and crackers, go for the higher fiber crackers. There's so many great high fiber crackers out there that a lot of people don't think of, like Ryvita. Things like even fit, there's one I love right now. It's called Finn Crisp, F-I-N-N Crisp. And they're more of the Scandinavian, wholemeal, higher fiber crackers. Because again, if you're still going to be having the crackers, you might as well have ones that are going to be adding some fiber to your diet. And then also, in addition to that, there's so many different, you know, opportunities to add in different fruits or vegetables, just always kind of having that serving of fiber. But again, if you bring it into your awareness and think, okay, I've got my water goal I'm going to hit, and I'm going to make sure I have some fiber at every single meal. It's going to help to fill me up, keep me from overeating, also help me go to the bathroom during the holidays. Then that is a really great way for you to hit 5 to 10 grams. So just some simple tips there to add that in. And then the third nutrition habit that I really want everyone to add into their circuit, is protein. Now, protein is something that still I see so many women are not focusing on. And yes, they might be consuming it, but it's not in their realm of focus. It's not in their awareness when it comes to building their meals or thinking about it from the perspective of how this could really benefit them. So whereas fiber is this amazing food that, or it's amazing form of carbohydrate that fills you up during the meal, protein, on the other hand, is when you eat it, it keeps you fuller longer in between meals. So as long as you're having some protein with every single meal, you're not going to be as starving in between meals. And again, the more that we're eating foods that we don't normally eat, the more we tend to crave them, right? Our blood sugar gets out of balance over the holidays. We're having all these different types of, you know, higher glycemic foods, higher processed foods that before we know it, we're craving them so much more. But when we focus on having a protein, and because there's so many holiday parties, everyone's serving protein, right? You could have something like some cheese, some full fat cheese, even though it's not super high in protein, it's a good source of some protein. Any dips like hummus is an amazing dip that is full of, made with chickpeas, right? That's a great source of protein if you're having veggies and dip. having that in. Again, if you're making dips or going to parties with dips, make them instead of with things like sour cream with Greek yogurt. That's an awesome way to sneak in protein. Things like, even if you're on the buffet, of course, there could be any types of meats. We've got turkey with our main meal, or ham, or fish, depending on what religion you are. If you're vegetarian, if you're a lacto-ovo vegetarian, you of course can get it from milk or eggs. There's always protein sources that are around. So making sure that you add a small amount of those to your meals, it's going to, again, really make sure that you're filling up with the fiber, but then you're keeping full with the protein in between. So just with those three tools and habits as you're going into it, again, don't make it that, you know, foods are off limit, or there is a huge emotional attachment to what we're eating over the holidays, or that if you eat something, you're blowing it until the new year. That's actually the worst place you want to be in. But just try to think about, these are three tips that are going to help me to navigate my meals. I don't have to be quote unquote perfect, whatever that means, but I'm going to make sure that I focus on my getting my water intake in at least 1 liter per day. I'm going to make sure I get fiber with every meal. So 5 to 10 grams, super easy things. I gave you some tips, and then I'm going to focus on making sure I also have a protein. And if you do those three things, you're going to be able to easily navigate your nutrition over the holidays. These are also great tips to give your clients, if you're a coach, to be able to help them to help themselves during the holidays. And you'll be walking into January 1st without, you know, the typical 10-pound holiday weight gain that so many people experience. And you're going to be stepping into that identity of someone who nutrition is just who you are. It doesn't matter if there's a holiday going on. It doesn't matter if you're on a vacation. It doesn't matter if you're on a work event. You know how to navigate because you have that education, confidence, and tools to be able to do it. So these are all the things too, of course, that we talk about in our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach Certification. We dive a lot deeper into how to coach on these habits, how to implement them. And we do have an info session that's coming up December 22nd. So you can go to fitchicksacademy.com/live session to join us for that info session and learn more about how you can become a coach heading into 2022. Okay, guys, happy holidays, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Hey, this is Justina. I am a health and fitness coach, and I strive to create radical accountability for my clients and massive action towards the fit and healthy person you want to be. Through my challenging small group sessions, totally addictive personal training sessions, and free challenges, I am here to help you feel, look, and be your best while through every session making you more addicted to how you feel after the session. That was my goal. That's what I wanted to create when I started in this business, when I started with Laura and Amanda and with Fit Chicks, and it's been an incredible journey and incredible ride since then. I wanted to create a community where people can come together and be supportive of one another and be able to share their stories and challenges and laugh and create friendships. So that's how it all came to be. It's been an amazing ride, like I said, and I love every moment of it. And I love the transformations that my clients are having in their personal lives, in their business sometimes, in all aspects of their life. Because let's face it, fitness is not just about the physical. Once you start working on your physical, everything else seems to fall into place and everything else seems to improve, whether it's at your work, your personal life. It's absolutely amazing. And I love what I do and what I was able to create.
Now, if you are ready to get certified today and build the fitness and nutrition business of your dreams, we invite you to join our Fit Chicks Academy upcoming certifications for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, so we can help you build a successful business using our proven formula that has helped hundreds of our graduates do the same. Learn more at www.fitchicksacademy.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.